A scammer once sold a non-existent airport for $330 million. Yup, you heard me right. As far as trouble is concerned, a $330 million payday is by no means a simple street scam. His name, Emmanuel Nwude.
Welcome to Black Lenses Podcast. Everyday Black stories brought to life through an immersive audio experience. You can listen to Black Lenses Podcast for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and anywhere else you listen to your podcasts. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe to our podcast wherever you are listening from.
Before emails from the Nigerian prince became tantamount to the Nigerian internet scam, long before Yahoo became popular, Emmanuel Nwude successfully persuaded an unceremonious bank manager, Nelson Sakaguchi, a then director at Brazil's Banco Nordeste, to invest in a new airport in Nigeria's capital, Abuja, for $330 million in exchange for a $10 million commission.
Good afternoon, Mr. Graham.
Mr. Nwude, I've been waiting for your call. May I just say we are very excited to get started. The chairman is especially looking forward to sealing this deal.
Ah, I'm happy to hear that. Mr. President has agreed to be present at the commissioning of the airport. He is very happy about the progress.
Fantastic. What do you have for us? Let's get started.
As a former director of the Union Bank of Nigeria, Nwude had a good knowledge of confidential information, which was essential in enabling him to pull off this level of fraud alongside his accomplices. Using this information, he impersonated Paul Lokuma, then governor of the Central Bank of Nigeria, and contacted Sakaguchi to tell him about a coveted deal, about Nigeria's plan to build a brand new airport in Abuja.
I hope this email meets you well. I have a very attractive.
To complete this work, Sakaguchi paid $191 million in cash and the rest to come after the completion of the aforementioned fake airport in Nigeria in the form of outstanding interest.
Hello? Thank you, Mr. Graham. We have received the first installment. The money don't enter.
Oh, oh, Kedifana Kosefa, Odogu Kambo, Abomo Odogu, I am a genius. God, I thank you for this brain where you give me, Nkechi. As I promised, everybody will get a raise.
A girl like no other.
Spoiler alert! In the end, technology finally caught up with this con artist and his notable scam, which surprised him and his group of United scammers.
Breaking the plane, reaching the
In August 1997, the Spanish Banco Santander wanted to take over the Banco Nordeste Brazil. The fraud was uncovered after a December 1997 joint board meeting in which an official from Santander inquired about why a large sum of money, two-fifths of Nordeste's total value and half of their capital, was sitting in the Cayman Islands unmonitored. This led to criminal investigations in Brazil, Britain, Nigeria, Switzerland and the United States. To guarantee the sale to Santander, the Simonsen and Cotring families, the owners of Banco Nordeste, paid the $242 million bill themselves. However, Banco Nordeste collapsed in 2001. As for Nelson Sakaguchi, he was later arrested at New York's John F. Kennedy Airport and dispatched to Switzerland to stand trial on charges relating to setting up bank accounts there as part of the fraud.
Sir, You have the right to remain silent. If you do say anything, what you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
At the request of former Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo, the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission was created by the Nigerian Parliament in 2002. In February 2004, Amaka Anajemba, Emmanuel Mude, Emmanuel Ofolwe, Nzeribo Koli, and Obumo Sakwe, Christian Anajemba was deceased at this point, were all arrested and charged in the Abuja High Court with 86 counts of fraudulently seeking advance fees and 15 counts of bribery related to the case. They pleaded not guilty. They were immediately warned off of bribing the court staff by Abuja High Court Judge Lawal Gumi after he alleged that money was going round. This scam goes down on record as the third largest bank fraud case in the world, and it makes the advance fee fraud syndrome popular. Mude is still on trial in Nigeria for a series of other crimes.
Thank you for listening to Black Lenses Podcast. Black Lenses is a Loopify Media production. If you like our show, we hope you would give us a 5-star rating, leave a review, and be sure to tell your friends. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to our stories right now. For more exciting updates, follow Loopify Media on Instagram at Loopify Media. Don't forget to tell us about the stories you'd like to hear. See you next time.
Script design, sound design, music and audio production by Loopify Media. Script was written by Foluke Akinboyo with assistance from Victor Drojae. Production and sound design by Esther Keinde Ajayi. Script design by Victor Drojae. Narrated by Emeka Onochie. Emmanuel Mude was played by Emeka Onochie. Secretary by Foluke Akinboyo. Investor by Romero Makala St. Luce. NYPD officer by Douglas Coughlin.